At a conference at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in Manhattan today, the Food Bank of New York City released a report which highlights the struggle to afford food and the sacrifices families are making to keep food on the table. WBAI's Linda Perry was at the conference and files this report.
We don't have anything. You know, my husband hasn't worked for days, and there's just nothing there.
That's the picture of poverty and hunger recounted over and over again from areas around New York City at the conference organized by the Food Bank for New York City. Daniel Reyes is with Yorkville Common Pantry. Since Hurricane Sandy, he has seen an increase in the number of people needing food assistance, as well as more people coming to the pantry from further away.
What we're still seeing, even to this day, is people and families really trying to recuperate from what they lost from that week to week and a half because of the storm.
I'm going to tell you about a guy, Robert, whose dad owned a deli in Midland Beach.
Reverend Terry Troy is executive director of Project Hospitality in Staten Island, an interfaith effort providing emergency food and shelter.
They lost the deli. Everything was swept away. I was able to help him get a maintenance job temporarily. He has come to the pantry for food for his entire family. It's odd because they were bodega owners and now they're coming to us for food. And so this family that you would not expect, they did not apply for FEMA or any help because there were some, you know, pride issues there. I wish they had, but they needed food to survive. That would be an unusual family to have an owner of a deli come to a soup kitchen for food.
But the reality of people scrambling to put food on the table is not unusual in the city, not unusual for those affected by Hurricane Sandy. A new report by the Food Bank for New York City found that the food affordability gap has widened. The report is called One City, Two Realities. Triada Sampas is Senior Director of Government Relations for the Food Bank.
What we found was that there is a dividing line in New York City, and that dividing line is at about $50,000. We found that for New Yorkers who are fortunate enough to earn more than $50,000, things are getting better. Fewer of them are having difficulty affording food. Fewer of them are having to make trade-offs in the quality or the quantity of the food that they're purchasing. Unfortunately, it's the opposite story for households that are earning below $50,000. And to give kind of a sense of perspective on that number, the city's median income is $51,000. So when we're talking about people in New York City earning below $50,000, we're really talking about half of New Yorkers.
Margaret Purvis, president and CEO of the Food Bank, says over the past year, 40% of New Yorkers could not afford food because of rent. More than one-third said they couldn't afford food because of utility bills, and one in four could not afford food because of the cost of transportation.
More than 500,000 children, actually the number is 521,000 children. I don't think any of us should ever forget that number. 521,000 children in New York City live below the poverty line. Their families are not experiencing the economic recovery reported in the media. They are living below poverty and struggling to afford food.
Dr. Melanie Samuels is with the Bed-Stuy Campaign Against Hunger. She says normally they serve 10,000 people a month.
Immediately after Sandy, our numbers went up to 21,000 individuals per month. That's more than 100% that we faced. And bear in mind also that 52% of those that we serve are children. And that's a startling number for us in Bed-Stuy. We are one of the largest pantries in New York City, and we have a lady by the name of Winsome, mother of five. She's married. Her husband had about three jobs the last time I spoke to him. And he have been working around the clock. Her husband had been working around the clock, and they are telling me basically they do get food stamps, that they still cannot afford to feed their family. And that's very devastating. This is what we're facing. This is a typical family for us to see. So family of seven, still on food stamp, husband is working three jobs, and still cannot afford food.
For me personally, I'm affected every day I do this work, and that's on the level of we see there are more children that come in. We have a backpack program.
Swami Durgas Das is with River Fund, an organization which works with people on or below the poverty level in Queens.
And that's extended this year from we were doing maybe 400, 500 backpacks to over 1,200 this year of individual kids, literally physical kids coming to our program. And the way, if you didn't stand up and not really be keep yourself in a distance emotionally, you'd be overwhelmed every day by seeing how many kids come to your program. How many kids actually come to our program without a coat on? I think, you know, with the, not to mention Sandy, but you know, with the disaster, we all rally, we come to the point. But underneath Sandy was this other disaster that is facing our city, and that's poverty. And it is a real, we used to be, we're emergency, we're supposed to be here and gone. There's no such thing as we're gone. This is a permanent situation in our city, and unless someone addresses it on the level of the food bank and all the pantries are addressing it, it is a problem that I think it will actually devastate our city.
Margaret Purvis from the food bank says, as a city, we need to be more offended by the numbers of those living in poverty, those who are food insecure. She and others at the conference say federal support for WIC, the Women, Infant, and Children's Program, and SNAP, the food stamp program, are not programs to be cut by Congress to save dollars. These programs are essential to half the population of New York City, and it's not okay to balance the federal budget on the backs of the poorest people in the country. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.